Marissa.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. The reason why I'm calling is because one user. Well, first, I want to make sure I answer all your questions.
Okay.
Because I'm still catching up to emails.
Okay.
And then
Sure,
I'll
a
tell
lot.
you. And then I'll tell you why I'm calling.
Okay, so my first one is just how to delete users off of VCC.
Okay.
So I know that like right next to the little pencil mark, there's like an X. I try to do that. It keeps saying that this user can't be deleted.
Yes, the reason why is because the agent is assigned to queues. So that person's either
Okay.
assigned, all of them are assigned to their own outbound queue. So they have to be unassigned from the outbound queue.
Okay, so it has to be. Hold on, give me a second. I'm gonna write the notes.
Do you want to do one right now?
Sure.
Do you,
Yeah, let's do
okay.
that.
Do you want to do a join me so I can watch?
Okay. Oh, right, we can't do the other ones anymore because it's not the same thing.
Or we can just do a pretend. I can show you.
Oh, no, I mean like we have before. We had like the virtual meeting, whatever you call it.
Oh, you still have it on
Oh.
your VO? Do you want to use it?
Oop, give me 1 second. No, I'm just gonna use the join me.
Okay.
The hell is that's not right. There we go. Okay, how do I send this to you? Is there like
Or
a messenger here,
just
or
send
should I just
me,
email?
or just send me the number for the meeting, or just tell it to me.
311
Okay.
753 612.
Okay, I'm logging in.
Okay.
Okay, I see your screen now.
Okay, cool. All right, let me go to the VCC. Where did it go? Oops. Okay, so go to queues and tick them off the list. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go to just the regular outbound, right?
Yes. Okay, so whoever you're trying to delete, you have to unassign them. You know where it
Like
says
that?
agents assigned? Yeah, that's all you have to do, and then hit save.
Okay, let me just. There's a couple people, I think, from the past. Well, actually, it's pretty up to date. Okay. So just save it.
And then the John Shoemaker. Oh, okay. Well, I thought I deleted his. I left the Shoemaker 2 alone because I know that one was the
Oh.
working one.
Okay. Oh wait. Shoemaker 1 is gone already. I guess you deleted it.
I did because that one somehow got corrupted,
Oh.
and then you rebuilt it with the 2.
Okay, so let's just delete the 2 then.
Okay.
So let me go back to queues. Oh wait, okay, so he's on it. So I took him off of the what do you call it? Disable
Okay.
him right here
Yes.
already.
And then what you want to do next is go back to queues because there's also an outbound queue for him.
Oh, I see. Outbound queue for him. So just delete this or
You have to unassign him from it.
unassign him from the
From the
queue?
there, yes, that one. So click on that, then go to agents. And assign, and then hit save.
Okay.
And then go back to queue list. And then
And now
delete that queue.
It says the queue cannot be deleted. There are one or more agents
Oh,
that
there.
do that.
It's okay. Click on it. We'll look at it again. The fastest way I do it is just go to agents, click on
Oh, there it
assign
goes.
all.
Assign all and then delete all or something like that.
Yeah, that's what
Oh,
I do.
like enable. Okay, I see what you're saying. Cool. I think that's going to work. Oh, cool. It worked.
So now when you go to the, I don't think he's assigned to any inbound queues.
I don't think so either. I didn't assign him anything.
So then you should be able to delete him now.
Okay. There it goes. Cool. It worked. Okay. So I'm going to add an agent right now.
Okay.
Can you just make sure I don't mess it up like last time? I don't know what happened where his stats wasn't showing.
It's okay. When after we get everything settled down, I'm going to have another review with you and Cooper to go over everything just to make sure that you both are prepared.
Okay. Hey, Jacob.
What's your email?
Ja. I set one up for Jacob.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me cancel this then.
He's on the bottom.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't know what his email address is. I was guessing it.
Is it Jay Vita, you said?
V-E-T-A.
Okay, cool. You're right. Okay.
And I gave him extension 4851, but if you look down under agent access.
Yeah.
So if he wants it something else, if he wants a different extension, you can change it.
Oh, okay. We'll just keep it as that. Make it easy. And then last time I had a little difficulty doing this part, this caller line ID thing.
Oh, that's because it has to be in there first. It's just the way there's a certain order how things need to be set up, which can be confusing. So, you know, you can go ahead and finish creating the user and then just keep note, okay, I need to set up the caller ID. So what you do is you go to outbound phone codes.
Down. Okay.
And then he's on here, Jacob's on. There's Jacob, so click on it.
This one?
Yeah.
Just click over here or something? Or
yeah, it just double-click on the line. It'll open up.
Oh. Okay.
So what I did is I created one. I hit add, and I enabled it. And then I go to codes, and then I click, and then go ahead and click on add, just so you can see. And then you got to put in, this is where it allows you to put the caller ID.
The caller ID.
That one, where it says calling line identifier.
Uh-huh.
That's the
Okay. Yeah.
That's the phone number that shows up when you call out.
Are these extra lines right here that are not assigned to anyone?
Yes, that's correct. You have six of them, which can be used for your upcoming new users. I know there's. Okay, hold on. I know there's. Let me look for the last email. So our sales rep, Shauna, she just submitted, okay, hold on, let me respond to her email.
Okay.
She's submitting an order because right now you're maxed out, which is why you're getting that error. Because you only have 33 seats available and they're all being used. So she's submitting the order today.
Okay.
Usually that'll be done by tomorrow.
Okay.
So then you'll be able to add the agents. And let me schedule some time now.
Okay.
To sit with you tomorrow. I'm going to put it on my calendar. So could help is 2 to 3 p.m. Is that good for you tomorrow?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll call you. Let's see. Okay, so Marissa Kajaw. Okay, I just sent you a calendar invitation.
Okay.
So tomorrow afternoon, we can spend an hour or so going over creating the users, make sure they're set up properly.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by that time, the order will be completed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. So I see right here, it still has John right there.
It's okay. So what you're going to do is go ahead and cancel. Just cancel out of both of that.
Yeah.
And then go to channels. And then I know that John's on there somewhere.
Right here?
Yes. So just double click on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, just double click. And then just change the name. Just type in available.
Okay.
And then save. And that's it.
Oh. Okay. So if I were to, okay, so tomorrow you have time to, we're meeting at 2:00.
Yeah,
so I have a list of like new people that are starting. Can you just walk me through one of them, mm-hmm. just to make sure I get all the steps correctly?
Yeah, tomorrow? Well, that's what we're going to do tomorrow is focus on the new users.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do you have any other questions?
I think that's it. Let me see if William has any questions. Hold on.
Job?
Yeah.
Well, there's one more. I was just waiting until you had, you're finished with your VCC questions. And I called William before I called you, but I got his voicemail.
Okay.
Because he wants to get Jay Ladner set up the Bria.
Okay.
And then, are you near his desk?
I can be. Well, actually, my phone is not, what do you call it? Wireless.
Is there a number that I can call?
Sure. Wait, sorry, what are we trying to do with Jeremiah again?
To get his Bria working on his computer. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not Jeremiah. No. Someone else. There's a new person there. Lev.
Lev?
Yes, Lev.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, he can be right here. Hey, Lev, can you come here for a second? Was his Bria not working? Oh, no, we need to get him a new key so that we can download.
Okay, so that part's being taken care of. There's one more new person.
Jacob?
I think it's Jacob. This person is sitting at...
Never mind. Sorry.
Shoemaker's desk.
Yes. So for him, it was the issue of not being able to add him a user. So now we added him as a user on VCC.
Okay.
So we should be good. So I can work through it and link up the Bria to his CNET or his CRM.
Do you want me to stay on the line and wait just in case you have any issues?
Sure. Can you hold on?
Yeah, I can hold.
Okay.
No. Never mind. I was wondering if you had any questions for...
Hey, Marissa.
Hey, William. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. So we've got a bunch of new users that are going to need phones. Are you sure we only need three?
Yes, because you have available channels in your tenant, and I verified, and I had the area codes switched over today, this afternoon, while I was in my meeting, from the...
Okay.
I think 323-858.
Yeah.
And I also have time scheduled with Jaw tomorrow, okay. starting at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be on the phone with her and watch her do the configurations.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So we've got, like, we still have to do Grant, Soraya, Amy, Aziz.
Yes, I'm working on those late tonight because
okay.
I don't want it to affect their calls while they're at the office.
Yeah.
So I'll be working on those from home this evening, and I'll also be doing testing on their profiles.
Okay.
Before I say I'm done.
Sounds good. All righty. They all need their own channels, right? So they can make and accept calls.
Yes, that is going to be, well, right now they have temporary, which are working.
Yeah.
Their actual numbers are being moved over tonight.
Oh, gotcha. That's awesome. Real quick, I'm in the tenant, or not the tenant, but I'm logged. I'm about to log in. Hi. I'm just talking to Marissa. I couldn't figure out how to, maybe you can document it for me, how to transfer calls. Somebody asked me
okay.
earlier, and we weren't able to do it.
Yeah, I can create a document. Is this for VCC,
yeah,
I think?
For the agent desktop, yep.
Yeah, I can create that.
Cool. All right. Adios.
Thank you for the easy request.
Bye.
Okay.
So, I think it's because she's calling web leads. And web leads aren't how DM leads are. She's calling web leads. Okay. She's calling web leads.
That's why she's showing the flat
bounce. So I'm going to have to give you an answer.
No matter what we're calling,
yeah, I know
we're gonna want
to
do
that. You know what I mean? Like, this is just, I mean, it's not
yeah,
just
that.
It's not just we gotta work on it, but it's just, yeah, it's
we gotta change
this.
Oh, wow.
That
oh, yeah, your card.
I'm actually from Bank of Cardiff, and I grabbed an email machine over here. I'll shoot him a quick note and have him call me tomorrow, but how's business been for you guys? Staying busy? Awesome. Alright, do you guys have any big projects or has there been any small talk about updating or bringing on any new pieces of equipment? Computers, phones, anything? No, man.
Yeah, but what about the logistics?
Okay, well,
anything?
I have to look at that already because that was one of the things that was playing a lot of it.
Yeah, do you guys use cash though? I assume you have a line of credit with your bank. Okay,
are you not one of the whatchamacallit supervisors? Or, let me check on your thing. I mean, maybe you can, if you are, then you can use, do it yourself. No, you're not, but I'll have someone make you. So I will.
But can you just give this to you talking about
yep.
the person back?
Hold it right now.
Yeah.
1087. Direct mail, looks like.
Hey, Marissa?
Yes?
Okay. Yes, it is working now.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll be on the phone as we get all the new users set up.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.